All right, I don't know who needs to hear this, but for somebody, this is going to be a bit of a game changer. I know it was for me. The other day, I was talking to my trainer. I was running late to our session. And I get there, and I'm slipping on my shoe, like kind of like, you know, trying to get it over my heel. And I'm like, oh, man, sorry. I had to do lunch for my daughter, but then she spilled it everywhere. And then we were cleaning it up, and then she blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, and then I had a podcast this morning, and, you know, I ran a little bit over. So then I had this call with my boss, blah, 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 blah. I'm telling him all my excuses, right, of why I'm just trying to say why I'm late. But he goes, bro, I don't care if you're late, but I don't want you to have a day like that. I said, oh, well, you know, you can't control all these things. He goes, well, you can. I go, what do you mean? He goes, well, you can't control that your daughter's going to spill the food or that your podcast's going to go over, but you can control how you experience it. And I go, oh, man, here we go. What's the lesson? And I was like, you know, I wasn't ready to hear it, but he gave me some gold. He goes, let's just, like, listen to the way you were talking. He goes, forget the words. Just listen to the rhythm of it. It was da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, this and then that, this and then that. That's living like an itinerary, like an agenda. And when you do that, it sucks the fun out of life. You're doing this and then that and then this and then that. Well, you're just rushing from one thing to the next. And in doing so, you're not really enjoying all these different experiences you're having. This is a life you crafted. Look at where we are. Look at your backyard. Look at this workout we're about to do. You're talking about what you're doing with your daughter. You have a podcast. You have all these amazing things you created. But then look at how you're treating them. You're treating them like a job. You're treating them like a task. You're treating it like an agenda. I said, well, what do I do instead? He goes, stop living hour to hour and start living experience to experience. Well, what does that mean? He's like, so don't think about life like, okay, at 9, I got to do this call, and then 10, I have to go here, and then 11, I have to do this meeting, and 12, we're going to record, and, you know, 1 p.m., I'm going to do this. Because what happens is you're going to start running late, and then you're feeling like you're losing time. You're just going to constantly be focused on the time you don't have. And instead, when you focus on experience to experience, you say, all right, what's this experience right now? Right now, I'm recording this podcast. I'm putting out some wisdom into the world. And I can just imagine people on the other side are going to be hearing this and thinking, you know what? So true. So true. I'm going to try that, right? You know, it sounds like it worked for him. I'm going to try it for me. And then after I'm done with this experience, I'm going to click stop. And instead of thinking about, oh, what's the next thing I have to do? What's the next thing I get to do? What am I going to, I'm hungry. What am I going to eat? I can eat leftovers in the fridge. Is that the experience I want? Maybe I'll cook something. Oh, maybe I'll go try that place I saw yesterday. Yeah, let me hop in the car. I want to go have that experience. And then when I'm in the car, am I going to focus on the traffic? You know, the waiting, the heat? Or am I going to say, all right, what experience am I going to have here? Every time I see somebody on the road, I'm going to try to get them to smile. That's the experience I'm going to have right now. I'm going to be just through my facial expression, I'm going to try to get them to smile. Or I'm going to listen to music, I'm going to jam out. That's the experience I'm choosing to have. And so what that does, when you start focusing on, what experience do I want next? You're like, you're at a Michelin star restaurant and you're ordering off the menu. I'll have one of them. I'll have one of these. Oh, I want that experience. Give me that one too. Give me that dessert, right? That's what life feels like instead of living off the itinerary. So this has been a pretty big game changer for me over the last month or so, is get off of time. Everybody's worried about time. They're worried about age. They're worried about lack of time. Too busy, too much. Forget time. Start focusing on, I'm going to hop in my day instead of hopping from hour to hour. I'm going to hop from this experience to that experience and this experience to that experience. And then in doing so, you're going to start to choose those experiences wisely. And you're going to start to savor those experiences and fully enjoy them when you do them. And that makes you a happier person. So try it out. Stop living hour to hour. Start living experience to experience.
Hey, My First Million listeners, this is Steph from Trends. Now, if you've been a diehard My First Million fan for a while, you probably know what Trends is. But if you're new, Trends is part of the Hustle family, just like My First Million. And just like My First Million, what we do at Trends is we love building businesses. And what our team does is we find ideas, we figure out non-obvious opportunities. We use tons of different tools to surface ideas from around the web, like Google Trends or Jungle Scout, App Annie, bankruptcy filings, funding announcements, and then we tell you exactly how to capitalize. So Trends is a weekly email. It is a community of over 15,000 subscribers that you can work together on building businesses with. And you're going to see tons of people like Sam and Sean in that community and a bunch of other features. But here's why I'm on the pod today. We have a sick giveaway coming up. And I'm not talking about a water bottle and stickers. We're talking about a 3D printer. And I know you're probably thinking, Steph, a 3D printer, weren't those like the overhyped things from a decade ago? Well, yes and no. After the hype died down, companies continued to quietly iterate, and the market is actually expected to reach $350 billion by 2035. And here's the thing. Today, you can actually get some pretty decent 3D printers for less than a GoPro, but the one we're giving away is worth $1,900. So this is a high-quality 3D printer that you can actually use to build a real business. Speaking of building businesses, at Trends, we've covered several businesses making 80 to 90% margins off the back of 3D printers, other products that are making between 50 to 200K in revenue per month, and then courses with hundreds of thousands of listeners all around 3D printing. So the space is huge. It's been quietly growing since the hype died down several years ago. And if you're listening to this and it's before June 30th, you can sign up for Trends and get entered to win that 3D printer and kickstart a business. Now, if you're outside of the window, you can still give Trends a shot. If you like My First Million, I have a feeling you're going to like Trends. So head over to trends.co and we have a 1 week trial for $1. And then when you upgrade, use the code MFM to get $50 off. That's the code MFM at trends.co, and we'll see you on the inside.
All right, this episode is brought to you by Mercury. They are the finance platform of choice for over 200,000 companies. Shouldn't be surprised because I use it myself for not one, not two, but I have 8 different Mercury accounts. I have 7 for different companies that I'm a part of, and then I have my own personal account because now they have personal banking, which is a really cool feature. I highly, highly recommend it. Like I said, I use it myself. And the reason why is because the way that Mercury works is beautiful. It's very intuitive. And you could tell that it's actually made by a startup founder. It's an entrepreneur. You could tell it's made by somebody who used other banking products in the past and didn't like all the different rough edges and annoyances and decided to, you know, actually fix it himself. And really, any type of entrepreneur you are, let's say you're an agency, well, one of the things every agency has to do is be able to send invoices, easily create them, send them to customers, and stay current on your balances with all your customers. Well, you can do that inside Mercury. And so I think that Mercury is great. Highly recommend you check it out. And thank you for sponsoring the show.
For more information, check out mercury.com. Mercury is a financial technology company, not a bank. Check show notes for details.